News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not reflect the views and opinions of WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
We interrupt this program
for unheard voices.
People that have a lot to say but nowhere to say.
People want their voices to be heard. Do you hear me?
Can we talk about what I want to talk about for a change? That's probably why Twitter and Facebook blew up.
People got stuff on their minds, opinions,
feelings,
stuff they need to get off their chest.
Finally, a show that brings that all together.
Trending
with Easy.
WOL 1450 AM, or information power. Easy Street. Sharice is here, Trending with Easy.
Hello.
All right, and today is all about business. Yay. All about business. I've been wanting
to do
a show about business for so long because, you know, I'm trying to stay in business.
Me too. I'm trying to have multiple streams of income.
You know what? You sound like Warren Buffett.
Yes, I'm trying to make money while I sleep, like you know, Warren Buffett.
Yes. So today is all about the Benjamins, all about small business. In the studio with us, we have a panel of individuals, of experts that are in here to talk about small business. Now, before we even get started, the Northern Virginia, wait a minute. Oh, my God. It's the AKAs in the building. AKAs are here. You guys are sponsoring Northern Virginia 2014 Small Business Expo. That's going to happen on October the 18th, 9 p.m. at Freedom High School. Tell us all about it. Go ahead, Patience. You go first.
Okay. Well, thank you for having us. So we're going to have our 2014 Small Business Expo. It's going to feature vendors as well as seminars. Some of our business seminars include business plans. We'll talk about small business development. We're going to talk about technology. And we'll also talk about digital marketing for small businesses. And as far as vendors go, we have vendors from business services, fashion items, beauty products, jewelry. We also have food trucks. So it's going to be a really great event.
Okay, and Eva's here as well. Eva, why is this important? Why did you guys decide to do this in the first place?
We decided to do this to help promote the businesses throughout Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., and we just want to try to help the community understand what small business is about and being able to move forward if you're interested in starting your own small business.
Wonderful. Again, this is going to happen on October the 18th from 9 a.m. until 4 at Freedom High School. That's located off I-95, exit 156, hosted by the AKAs and also the Woodbridge and Fredericksburg chapters of AKA, correct? Mm-hmm. So all your sorrow is going to be in there doing that noise and that I can't do, that I'm not supposed to do because
no,
I'm not one of you guys.
Not,
but it has something to do with skiing and weed and all that.
And we also have the Stafford chapter as well.
Oh, really? Stafford?
Stafford.
Oh, great. Okay. And is there a website for this?
You can just Google 2014 Small Business Expo, Woodbridge, Virginia, and our page should come up.
Okay. Is it on Twitter, too?
No, we're not on Twitter, but we do have a Facebook, 2014 Small Business Expo as well.
Okay. So I talked to the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
Easy, you be so proud.
Okay, I'm on the line. I know I wasn't supposed to say it like that. Leave me alone.
He does this.
They're the ones that introduced us to our panel today. Gresham Harkless.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Digital marketing expert for Blue 16 Media. Welcome to the show. Also, Ari Squires, small business coach, and Felipe Wright, CEO of eWaste Tech Systems. Now, we want to talk to our audience about starting business. And, you know, from being in business myself, you know, it's a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it straight out because people think that, you know, hey, I'm going to start my own business. It's going to be great. It's going to be, life is going to be perfect. I'll be my own boss. I don't have to worry about dealing with these individuals, but there is a lot of work that it takes to build your own business. Let's talk about that. Ari, go ahead.
Yes, it is. You are exactly right. And as a business coach, that's the primarily thing that I tell my clients about is how difficult it is, the challenges. But this is how you can get prepared. And just like your co-host spoke about, those multiple streams of income, how do we establish that? It's all about branding, positioning, and marketing, which a lot of people go into business and don't even think about. You know, they get excited about, you know, working in their passion and dream of ownership and own their own business, but they forget about the branding and the marketing and positioning. So that's very important for small business owners to think about.
I'm so glad, Ari, that you used the word passion. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, Felipe, and how important that is when you're starting your own business. Because some folks, and we see it all the time in businesses that fail, they get into a business that they are not passionate about.
Yep.
And that is, well, am I doing the show?
Yes, you are.
Well, thank you. That's one thing inside about our organization, E-Waste Tech Systems. You know, developing a model that can change people's lives and do well. You have to have the passion behind your business to succeed. I mean, you have to put the work in. It's a lot of work of building a business. It takes time. It takes information. It takes building the right infrastructure to survive. But in our business, it's you can do well by doing good. That's what's so exciting, and you'll see it through your passion of building your business.
Mm-hmm. This is Charisse. My question is for Gresham, and I made the comment about making money while I sleep because I see a lot of people are in business on the internet. And so as a digital marketing expert, I want to ask you about how can individuals who have an idea build a brand for themselves digitally using Facebook and Twitter and Instagram?
Right. And of course, I mean, doing business online is something that's changed a lot. One of the reasons I named my business Blue 16 is just because 16 kind of represents like a coming of age and the changing of the times from what business was before. Like a lot of people, you know, they have storefronts. So they're looking at doing business that way. But now business has changed so much. You have Instagram, you have Snapchat, you have Pinterest, you have the internet. And just being able to set up a system by a way you can get, it might be emails, it might be just being able to communicate and to engage with your audience, but setting up a system so that you're able to actually get those people to make sales. E-commerce store is another big thing. Like, again, like not a lot of people have the storefronts like they used to. People are running businesses from their smartphones. They're running businesses from their tablets. So just being able to set up that system and have that in place. And a lot of the name of the game for a lot of business owners is just being visible. So having a website, which a lot of business owners still don't have, which is huge, is just a way of being visible. Because if people can't find you, then you're not in business.
I like that.
Ari, let me ask you this because, you know, when you set up business, and you know, I know for myself, because when I set up my travel company in the 90s, I didn't realize the importance of systems, of having an answer for every little aspect of my business, from the time that people came in the door to the time that I made a sale with them to the time with the follow-up when they came back from their trip from Jamaica. Talk about the importance of having all these things planned out.
It's so important because that's how you communicate with your customers and your clients. You want to stay visible. You want to stay in their ear. So you have to, one, set up a list building structure, because how are you going to stay in contact with them if you don't have a way to communicate with them? So yes, list building is like the primary structure of your business, because that's how you're, you know, staying in communication with your clients.
Mm-hmm. Would you recommend that if you're going to start a new business, would you recommend that someone have like a operations manual produced?
I would say yes, but it's not mandatory. But you do have to have a strategy. You have to go in with a plan. You have to know your target market. You have to know who you're marketing to, so you know how to speak to them. So I do believe in operations manuals. But when people think of that, they get scared. Like, even when you think of a business plan, you get scared. You think it has to be this 5-foot book, and it doesn't necessarily have to be. You just have to know what you're doing. You have to have all your strategies in place when it comes to your branding, your marketing, and your operations. How are you going to do business? If this doesn't go right, how are you going to correct that? How are you going to make, you know what I'm saying? How are you going to satisfy your customer? How are you going to bring them in? How are you going to make sales? What different levels are you going to bring them in? You know, those things need to be in place. So yes, I do believe in that. Yes.
For anyone that wants to start a small business, I would recommend this book that I learned a tremendous amount of knowledge about starting a business. It was called The E-Myth Revisited.
Oh, yes, I read that
by
book.
Gerber.
Yes.
I can't remember the first name. Of the, but I know their last name is Gerber. Michael Gerber, like the baby food. Mm-hmm. And in this book, you know, they were telling stories about, you know, people starting their businesses and how, you know, things went wrong. And so they decided that they wanted to know every aspect of the business from start to finish. And I learned from that tremendously. That's our first break right there. When we come back, I have a question for Philippe Wright in regards to small business. And I want to give this website, because, you know, the internet, there's a lot of information there. We know that information is power.
Information is power.
You know? We don't just have that slogan on this show, on this radio station for nothing. But I would suggest that you go to sba.gov. That's sba.gov. We'll be back in 4 minutes on WOL 1450 AM, where information is power. You're listening to Trending with Deezy.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make.
Mission is power.
Your thoughts, feelings, your opinions matter. Now back to Trending with Easy.
You're listening to Trending with Easy on WOL 1450 AM, where information is power. Today, we're talking all about small business development, and we're here with Philippe Wright, CEO of E-Waste Tech Systems. So if I want to start a new business, and I have this idea, it's in my passion, it makes me feel good, what is the first thing that I need to do?
Again, as India, India said earlier, just understand the market. Do more research. Understand your competitors. Work with the Small Business Administration in your local Small Business Administration to help give you some guidance. They have something called SCORE. There's a senior executive that's retired that can really help you in your industry as well. And then also work with your local economic development corporations that can help. And the biggest thing I would recommend is find a mentor. I think so often we need to find a mentor in your industry or in business that you can trust. So often in business, we need to find folks we can trust and tell us the right story and be honest with us during the conversation. When it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's really about having someone you can trust. But a mentor can help you get through some tough times or some good times and keep you focused.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you want to be able to tap into that deep knowledge.
Yeah.
When I started my company, my mentor was a lady by the name of Claire Robinson, and she ran the total operations for Air Jamaica for the D.C., Baltimore region. And, you know, I one thing that I did learn was this, was, you know, when you look for a mentor, first you want the deep knowledge, but you got to go in there with the understanding that this person is busy. This person has a job. So you know what I would do? I would go in there with my questions prepared already, and I already had a certain amount of time before I even began working with Claire, you know. And I asked her, I told her straight out, I was like, "No, you're a busy lady. Do you have time for me 15 minutes per month?" Because a lot of people, I mean, if people were come to me, like me doing with all the things that I do with the two radio shows, the three kids and all this, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on.
You don't have time for that.
Hold on. Hey, you know, people be trying to have lunch with you and, you know, can I take you out to lunch? No, you need to tell me what this is about before we can agree to anything. Because, you know,
people are busy.
We got things going on. But I think when you step to somebody up front and you and say, hey, look, I need 15 minutes per month, and I'm going to come prepared with the questions, it kind of sends a signal in their mind that, hey, look, this person understands who they're dealing with. You know, my time is very valuable. You know, let's use this time wisely, yes or no. And I think when you come at somebody like that, then 9 times out of 10, they will say yes. And mentors are very important. I want to ask you this question, Ari, in regards to passion, because some people don't know what their passion is.
Right.
You're right. They don't know what they're passionate about, and it is so important when you know, we're talking about starting our own companies. How do you know what your passion is?
I always say it's something that you absolutely love. What is it that you love? What is it that will just keep you up all night, this burning desire? And a lot of it, it's our truth. It's who we are, so we have to listen. A lot of people have a hard time figuring out, what is my purpose? Why was I put here? What is it that I love? That's what you have to think about. What is it that I love? And then go from there. You're not gonna, it's not gonna just fall in your lap. But it's there. It's within you. It's in your mind. It's there. Listen to your heart. That's mm-hmm. what I tell people.
You know, I'll say this. Sharice has a question mm-hmm. for Gresham next. Mm-hmm. I found out what my passion was in radio by this. I did college radio for absolutely free mm-hmm. for 4 years. Mm-hmm. The thing that you will do for free, mm-hmm. that you would just be, hey, I'm going to do this, man, because, hey, that's what your passion is.
Right, right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, and here I sit today, 20-something years later. Go ahead.
So my question is for Gresham. A lot of people who are... Not since we're having this conversation about passion, I think it's really important from the business aspect. A lot of people are working at jobs that they're not passionate about. So they have this idea for this business that they want to start, but then they have their full-time job and their children that they have to commit to. What advice do you have for that person as far as still trying to invest in their business to grow their business while they're working a full-time job and being a family person at the same
time?
That's
a great question. Yeah, I mean, definitely a great question. I mean, there's enough hours in the day. A lot of people say there's not enough hours in the day, but you have to really, really plan out your day. If you have children, if you have kids, if you have certain obligations, then the best thing that you can do is to get started as soon as possible, but to start planning out how much time you have. It might be an hour while you're commuting into work. If you're going on 95, you're in HOV, you're slugging, you might be an opportunity for you to go and check an email, send emails out, but it's just maximizing your time as much as possible. And the best way to do that is just to plan, you know, going all the way from your business plan, but also planning out your day and knowing I have 10 minutes here and I have opportunity to send out emails or I have an opportunity to do cold calls, whatever you have to do to get your business started. And you don't have to have, you know, you don't have to go full time into your business. You can definitely do it part time. So it's all about just planning it out and starting little by little.
Time management
and planning. Those are like two major things.
We have a business coach right here. Talk about time management, because that is so very important.
It is, and you have to value your time, and you can't let anybody steal your time from you. Like me, I'm married, I have a young son who's 6 years old. When he needs my time, he has it. I turn off my phone, I don't do emails, I don't even try to think about my business. I give him that time because it's about balance. Never will we have complete balance, but you have to get in as much balance as you can. But I say do not let people steal your time, because they will try to. Mm-hmm. They will try to.
And your energy.
But we're talking about building a business. You have to also realize that you're not going to be getting a lot of sleep sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. So if you think that you're going to be taking these power naps and running a business and doing all these great things and making money too, it's not going to happen.
It seems like it's a lot of sacrifice that you have to make.
Yes, yes, yes. Philippe, talk about the sacrifices that you have to make as a business owner.
Sacrifices. Wow. There's times you won't get paid.
That's the ultimate sacrifice.
The lack of time spending with your family and your kids. That is the true reality. Sacrifice, you want to spend time with your friends. It's just not going to be there when you start your business. So you just have to, again, just plan. But again, the sacrifices are great. At the beginning stages of your business, you have to tell your partner, if you have a partner, you know, and just let your family, let them understand this. I'm not going to be around a lot because I'm trying to build a brand. I'm trying to build a business. I'm trying to market. I'm trying to sell my product or my solution to the industry. So sacrifices will be made and has to and will be done. But again, the outcome, that's the greatest part of the sacrifice. Once you sacrifice and you get your story and get your message out, and the outcome will be you're changing people's lives. The outcome will be you're making money. And that will happen. But you have to take the time and build your business and make that sacrifice.
You know, one thing I think that people think, one thing I know that people think is that they think that they can just put their business in a microwave mm-hmm. and it's going to be on and popping like popcorn.
Especially with Instagram. People pop up on Instagram in a minute, like, check me out. It's like, okay, well, where's your website? Like, how do I find out more information?
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's like, how you going to... No.
No.
Because, and it's a very competitive market out
it
there,
is.
Too. I mean, because my thing is this, you know, when I'm looking for goods and services, like people or like, for instance, I'll give you an example. I want somebody to paint my garage and I want them to paint it in hip hop graffiti. I want my garage to be totally graffitied out. so it looks like New York. When you step in my garage, it'll be looking like the subway. You know, that's what I want in my garage. So I put a message on Instagram, and I was like, yo, I'm looking for a graffiti artist. And I want you to reply, you know, and tag some of your works. And people was like, you know, you, I don't have none of my works online.
Next.
Well, wait a minute. I don't have any copies of my work. But I'm interested. I'm like, look, man, this next guy, he sent me like 12, 13 pictures.
Exactly.
You know, he had his business cards all laid out. He sent me YouTube links.
Hello.
He sent me.
That's why I said next. Because there's always somebody that's next when the person isn't
right.
prepared. Like,
you gotta have your stuff together.
You have to be prepared. Especially, like you said, Easy, in this market. And I think about just myself. You know, I graduated from college a couple years ago. But I look at like college kids. Like, college kids are ambitious and they have a plan and they're not scared to put themselves out there. So there is a lot of competition. So you definitely have to have your stuff together.
All right. So if you're a person that wants to start a business, be aware that, you know, you got to have your stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just like that. That's plain and simple. You got to have your stuff together.
Because we're going
to
check you. Right?
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at every little aspect. We're going to go on your website.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go on your Facebook post. We're going to look at the comments and see what people are saying
yeah.
about you. We gonna be looking. That's your resume.
Yeah.
You know, for your business. And if I see you with weed smoke, how do I know that when you get in my garage, you won't be smoking weed?
Right.
No. Not in my garage. You won't be doing that.
Personal page, business page.
Right. Yeah. Put these things in their proper place.
Yeah.
We're talking about small business development. We have some very good guests in the studio. I want to turn to the direction of marketing and branding in the next segment. We will do that in 4 minutes. Stay right there. It's WOL 1450 AM, where information is power.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
PowerBeautiful.com is the website for today's black woman.
Whether you follow the power moves of Michelle Obama and Oprah,
or just want to keep up with the fashions and basketball lives,
whether you need to
talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Your thoughts, feelings, your opinions matter. Now back to Trending with Easy.
It's WOL 1450 AM with information to power. Easy Street. Sharice is here, Trending with Easy. We're talking about small business development. Shout out to the AKA. Yes. Patience Hill is here. And also Eva Thorne. They're doing an incredible event with Northern Virginia over there. It's a 2014 Small Business Expo. It's going to happen on Saturday, October 18th, 9 a.m. at Freedom High School. That's going to be located off of I-95 and exit 156. We'll talk to them again in the show very shortly. Also in the studio, Gresham is here, Ari is here, and also Philippe. I want to turn to the direction of branding and marketing and how important that is, Ari.
Oh, yes, it's very important. I think with branding, you know, people, what is branding?
Mm-hmm.
Branding is who are you?
Yeah.
What are you representing? What does your company represent? What do you represent? So it has to be authentic to who you are. You know, we tend to try to want to, you know, see people in business that we like and what they're doing and duplicate what they're doing. But it's authentic to your business and your brand and what you're doing.
Right, so I can't be like saying that I'm a professional juicer. You see me drinking milkshakes and sodas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw something recently that said, like, you are your brand, so you show up is how you are
yes.
in your business. But as far as, like, the specifics of branding, I wanted to ask you, Gresham, what are some techniques that people can use, again, going off your digital marketing experience in an online world to brand and market themselves and also set themselves apart from everyone else who's trying to build a business online?
Right, and I think Ari spoke about it briefly where she talked about knowing your target market. I think that's one of the first things that you should do anytime you talk about marketing and branding, because if you know your target market, if you know you're targeting women, for instance, you're going to be more active maybe on Pinterest. Whereas if you're targeting professional men they're more active on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So again, it's taking that idea of who it is that you're targeting and working backwards and getting an idea of that. I mean, one of the biggest things for social media that people can use it for is an engagement and a listening tool. Most people and everybody's usually blasting out what they do and what they're selling, you know, what they had for lunch, whatever it is that they're doing.
All day on the newsfeed.
But for a business owner, I mean, it's a great opportunity because you have all those people that are in your target market that are talking about themselves. You get an idea of like what they like, what they don't like. Again, it's just working backwards, and you're able to listen and engage just based off of that, what people are already kind of telling you.
That's true. I like that.
You know, speaking about marketing and branding, there was a very important book that I read that really, 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 really opened my eyes about business and marketing and branding. There were a couple of good books.
Easy, you're such a scholar. People don't know that.
I'm keeping it 100. There's a book. It's a classic book, and I'm pretty sure if you're a college student listening to the show or you are deep in business, there's a book called Positioning. It is a classic book about business, and here it is right here, Positioning the Battle for Your Mind. Is it Jack Trout and Al Rees? Yes, it is. This book came out some years ago, and it talks about when you want to produce a business, you want to own a position in somebody's mind that you want to, like, and we see it happening with every brand. McDonald's, Burger King, from big to small, everyone wants to own a position in your mind of, okay, this is who I am. And this is what I do. And the process that it takes to produce that position, even me as a radio personality, you know, I want to own a position in your mind. That, okay, Easy's in the community a lot. I own that position. That belongs to me. I've been doing it for 20 years here. You've seen me doing these shows. I've been going to these schools. You go on my Facebook. You see the kids right there. You hear me on the radio talking about I'm going to be at this event, blase, blase, blah. You hear me talk to the president. On Tuesday, I hosted this event at Bus Boys and Poets talking about voter registration. Community, community. That's the position that I own in the mind of listeners of Washington, D.C. So, that book was very important. Ari, could you please speak on what you talked to your clients about in regards to positioning and producing that position in the mind of a potential customer?
All of what you just said, really.
Damn, am I doing the show?
I just want to piggyback off what you just said because you do have to be very clear to your target market and who you are and what it is. You say you're all about community. You're putting it out there in every single thing that you do. So you are talking to your target market, you know, without you even really realizing it. But since you're in business, you know what you're doing. You know how to market and position yourself. But that's what you have to do. Everything should be based off your brand. Everything you say, your newsletters, your all of your marketing materials, your website, everything is positioning you so people remember you and that they're very clear on who you are. So they know who to go to. When they're looking for somebody, they know who to go to. So you hit that on the head.
So Philippe, people make mistakes as well in their marketing, in their promotion, in the positioning. Can we talk about some of the mistakes that young business owners or business owners as a whole make?
What I find often that small businesses make, they really don't get their brand out the right way. The lack of communication to their customer or their community, wherever their brand is, I think they lack the right kind of material. Again, as Gresham stated, they don't have a website or a web page or a Facebook. It's just really about the correct information and really making that mistake. So make sure you, in your industry, that you're really getting the right message out. Make sure you understand your industry competitors. Make sure that the industry that you're here to support or services and products you're here to provide, just make sure that is correct, make sure it is certifiable, and make sure it is the right message each time. Be consistent. Be consistent in your message. Make sure it's very clear. Be clear in your messaging.
This is Charisse. My question is for Gresham. Going back to the internet because the internet is the way of the world now. So what advice? I went to a panel at the Congressional Black Caucus recently, and it was about small business development. One of the big things that came up was people don't have websites. So where would you direct a beginner to go to get a website started? Like, what are some good resources for people to build, start, or websites for their businesses?
Yeah, and there's a number of resources out there. You can start anything from doing like a Weebly site. You can go to GoDaddy. Again, those are websites that you can get that are a lot lower in cost than maybe a custom built site. So there's tons of resources out there that, you know, people can use. And again, like you said, if you know, it's not about the brick and mortar anymore. You know, the brick and mortar is now online. People are searching online. So if you don't have a website, it's one of the biggest mistakes that people make, because you're not being found anywhere if you don't have that website. So even spending, you know, $100 or so just going on those sites. And another small tip that you want to kind of do too is to make sure you own your domain. And by domain, I mean like www.easystreet.com, something like that. That's your domain. A lot of people, they don't actually go and spend the extra $10 or $20 it takes to purchase it. But again, it is one small step that can help you out long term in your business.
Plus, you don't want somebody else getting your domain.
Because people will, and you know what I recently found out? If you do a Google search, let's say you want to start business, like, you know, I don't know, funtoys.com, and you Google that, but it's not bought by somebody, there's like people who look to see what Google have been searched, and then they will buy that domain, and then you in turn have to purchase it from them.
Right.
So if you have an idea of a website that you want to buy for a domain name, do not type it in that Google search, because you'll type it in there and then you'll find out if you don't purchase it right then and there, if it's available, then somebody else can purchase it.
Gotta watch out. When talking about branding, let's the basics of branding and marketing. Let's talk about your logo really quick, because I be seeing logos.
You can't even understand it.
What?
It's all kind of cursive and calligraphy. You're like, man, what does this say?
I mean, if I can't remember your name. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Logos, I mean, I don't know what people are thinking, but your logo, it's who you are, too. It is your brand. It has to match. Everything should go. Everything should be consistent. And, I mean, you know, of course, people aren't going to do business with you just because you have a nice logo. So let's not go there, too. It's still all about the whole thing of the business and the branding. But, you got to hire professionals, please, to do your logos, please.
Right.
Hire graphic artists.
Coming out with all these wiggly lines and letters. I can't even read what that said. All these colors all matched up and you're looking all busy. It's like, no.
Yeah.
You'd be better off just putting your name out there with standard impact fonts with a white background.
And you know, they have some really cool resources on the internet. Like if you go on the internet and just search logo designs, there are companies out there that are inexpensive. You send them your ideas and it's all done online. The internet was the best thing. Like,
yeah, there's a website called Fiverr.
I love Fiverr. I didn't want to bring them up, but yeah, $5, you get a logo.
And they're pretty decent, too. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said that. One thing, Sharif, what you just said about looking around and looking at other businesses, like looking at your competitors and seeing how they're positioning themselves, looking at their logo, going into their store and just looking around and saying, look at how they got everything set up.
Yep.
Not saying that you have to bite them. You don't have to do exactly what they're doing, but maybe you might learn something. You might see a weakness. Oh, okay, really?
You know what?
They don't have no red shoes in here. Your sister's like red
but
shoes.
But that's what market research is all about. It's
right.
That's exactly what it is.
Go out there and see what's out there and feel a need. Because if they don't need it, you don't need to be trying to sell it. Simple and plain. Let's finish up and talk to the ladies about this event. Eva and Patience are here. And closing out, tell us one more time about the Northern Virginia 2014 Small Business Expo.
So our business expo is going to be held at Freedom High School on October 18th. It's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to have vendors. They're going to be showcasing jewelry, beauty products, fashion, business services. We're going to have food trucks outside you can go to. We'll also have speakers. And we have Ari here, Philippe here, and Gresham, who are also going to be speaking at our business expo. And they're going to be talking about business plans, small business development, technology, and digital marketing.
Contact information for each one of you really quick.
Okay, this is Ari Squires. I can be found at arisquires.com. That's ArisQuires.com.
This is Philippe Wright. I can be found at fwright@ewastetech.com. Website, www.ewastetech.com. blue16media.com.
This is Gresham Harquist from Blue 16 Media. The website is www.blue16media.com, and that's blue16media.com.
All right, coming up in our very final segment, one of my good friends, Reginald Diggs, Citywide Promotions. Boy, this guy been in business a very long time, and he going to drop some nuggets on you, okay? We're talking about small business today on WOL 1450 AM, where information is power.
1450 WOL.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in...
Your thoughts, feelings, your opinions matter. Now back to Trending with Ethan.
WOL 1450 AM, where information's power. Easy Street, Trending with Easy. Our final segment, Sharice is here. And also a very good friend of mine. When I decided that it would be a good idea for us to do a show on small business, I was like, who do I know that has really been doing this thing for a very long time? And the very first person that came to my mind was Brother Reginald Diggs. Reggie Diggs. Citywide Tees. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good.
Man, how long we been knowing each other, man?
Man, long time.
We go, weren't we in the first grade together?
I don't know if we go back that far. We do go back.
Wow, man, it is so good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Got your son right there, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, I remember him. Man, I used to change it. Man, I don't want to embarrass him. No, I remember when you were very... You probably don't remember me, but he was a little guy.
Yeah, he was.
Now, your story, man, just for the individuals that don't know who you are, break down your story as far as, small business and how you got started and everything.
Well, attended University of Maryland College Park after high school, met a friend that was selling T-shirts. At the time, I was working three jobs and going to school. Thought, hey, if he can do it and he seems to be enjoying himself, then, I'm going to give that a shot. Mm-hmm. And see what happens with that. And so that was my third year at Maryland. And so got started selling T-shirts on campus, got a little reputation, on campus, selling tees to some of the different organizations, and found it with the success of it that I was actually able to give up one of the jobs that I had and just pursue doing two of the jobs, which was driving a campus shuttle bus and writing for the school newspaper and starting my own business on campus, selling tees.
That's what's up.
Now, these T-shirts, talk about the, give us some examples of the T-shirts that you sold.
Well, if we kind of fast forward all the way up till today, Citywide Promotions, which is the name of my company, we basically specialize in helping organizations to market themselves. So it doesn't matter whether, say right now, we're doing several orders for Prince George's County Government. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a lot of outreach. So they set up booths and they... need different products that they can give away from their table. They need T-shirts for the people that are going to be working the booth. Could be a sports team. We're doing basketball uniforms. We're doing football uniforms. Could be a small business. We're doing uniform shirts for staff. So we really cover the gamut today with Citywide Promotions. You mentioned Citywide Tees.
Right.
Which we started out as Citywide Tees. And one of the things that I mentioned even in the bio was that right around the time of September the 11th, the economy was kind of going into a downward spiral. And we realized at the time that our name wasn't really helping us to reach more markets that we needed to sustain the business. Mm-hmm. And so we found that we had to change the name from Citywide Tees because customers only thought of us as T-shirts.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They didn't think about us when they needed bags for a conference or whether they needed mugs for an event or something like that. And so that's where the name Citywide Promotions came from. It gave us more of an identity of being a more comprehensive, company that could provide a one-stop shop for a lot of our customers. And it was interesting at the time because we had customers that would come in, and let's say a customer would spend $1,000 on T-shirts. Well, they would go somewhere else and spend $1,500 buying promotional items. Mm. So we were like, wow, we can make more money from our existing client base. We don't even necessarily need to bring more customers on board. We need to market our services and let them know that there's more that they purchase that we can provide.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you brought that up because we were talking about it in the very last segment about, knowing what the market needed. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm also glad you brought up the point of you rebranded yourself, because we didn't talk about that in the last segment. It's when you get to a certain point in your business, you do have to kind of look and analyze and potentially like rebrand yourself. So what advice would you give to people who have been in business for, you know, maybe over 10 years, they've had some success and they're kind of looking at their business to see like how could they expand it, change or grow? What advice would you give to that business owner?
Well, I can tell you one of the things that was really helpful for me, and I think it's a challenge for entrepreneurs all over, particularly smaller businesses, is that when you're so entrenched in the daily routine of running your business that you don't always have the perspective to take a broader view of where to take this business, because you're dealing with the next crisis and then the next crisis. And so being able to kind of build an organization so that you can function more as a business owner, where you can kind of look out on the horizon and try to keep your hand on the pulse in terms of where is this market going, and where is the next potential opportunity, you know, for our business that can help us to continue to move forward. And if you see, like, when September 11th hit, my wife and I, we were like, this market that we're catering to, this urban market, it's drying up. Mm-hmm. We have to do something. But what is that something? What is it that we need to do? So we really had to kind of look at our business and look at the horizon in the market and figure out where exactly is our next opportunity. And I actually had a customer. This was the turning point for me. I had a customer that came in and sat me down, and she said, I need pens, mugs, this, that, and I want to purchase them right here at Citywide.
Wow.
I am busy. I don't have time to rip and run all over the place. I like you. I enjoy doing business with Citywide. But if you can't supply me with these items, I'm going to be forced to have to go somewhere else.
Ooh, wow.
Man, you know, what's amazing about that story is everybody doesn't have that kind of a person that will step to them and be like, hey. But she basically showed you your future. Uh-huh. She prophesied.
I mean, we had already kind of had a vision for it, but right. I got slapped in the face with
so
it.
So that's what confirmed she did.
Uh-huh. It's confirmation right there. Right.
That's dope.
Right, exactly.
Incredible nugget right there, because a lot of people don't realize that when you're talking about business, you know, you're going to have to change direction sometime.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be bringing the Washington Burgundy and Gold into this conversation, but here's an example of it.
Yeah.
Here's the perfect example of it.
And it
you know,
like
I love, you know, all the way Burgundy and Gold till I die's my squad, you know, but where we are right now with the name, you know, this guy, Dan Snyder, is now in a position where he may be forced to take another direction. And you just can't just ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That provides opportunity.
You can't, and that's what you did. Yeah. You saw that it was time to make a move, and you made your change.
Yeah, I mean, I think it can definitely be tough when you put your head in and pretend like it's not there. Like you don't see that train coming.
Right.
You know, you have to, you don't want to be in a position where you allow yourself to get backed into a wall, you know, in your business, and you're forced to have to make that decision. It's better to be on the offensive, you know, and plan, because
proactive instead of reactive.
When you're building an organization, it's not just about you. You know, it's about your employees. It's about all of the different people and organizations that depend on your business. So, you know, it's incumbent on you to be responsible and be the leader and the visionary for this business that you stepped out here and you invested so much time and energy in.
This is Therese. And so my question, Reggie, for you is, in all of your experience, if you could culminate and look back on all of your experience, what has been the biggest lesson in business that you've learned from day one to today?
Well, from day one, I was newly married when I started Citywide in 1997. I didn't have any children. I just had the responsibility of myself and my wife. So when I think about the culmination of my entire career, I would say that my biggest challenge and ongoing challenge and the thing that I would point out to people the most is that your family is the most important thing.
Right.
It's tough when you start a business because it takes so much time and energy and effort to really get this thing off the ground and to nurture it. But in the pursuit of success, you know, you don't want to forget about your family.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been the biggest challenge for me, is striking a balance between my relationship with my family and business, and realizing that there will be times where I'll have to sacrifice for the business and maybe not do some things on the family side. But the overall focus has to be that, you know, my family is number one. That has been just my ongoing. I mean, it's not like I've conquered it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody ever does. Sitting here as just thinking about what you just said, man, I'm just thinking about, you know, conversations with my daughter, you know, about quality time. And when you spend this much time into a business, you know, that means that you can't be over here doing these things. So you have to be able to strike that balance. We're talking about that yin and that yang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, some people say work hard, play hard, but, you know, you know, it's all about planning and time management, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the money.
1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. and WPRS HD2, Waldorf, Washington. A Radio 1 station and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
This is Sneaker Release Day, the day I battle through runners, dunkers, stylers, and stunners. Half sizes, wide widths, and my son needs this in a 6. In order to get the latest rookie shoe, I'm a